Got it, Rex.
Hi, how are you, mate?
Good, yourself?
I bought a STI a couple of days ago, and it's been tuned from there. I just wanted to ask, do you know much about the car?
Okay. Do you have the car's register or the previous owner's name?
The plates were Evil STI. I think EVL STI.
Okay, give me 2 seconds.
Yep.
Give me all the information I have.
Would they tell you like that?
Just for sake, well, so what was what's the motor? What's done to the motor?
You should just record it on your phone.
Record it?
Yeah, so then I can hear it and then I can just record your video.
Just
speed it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can hear what I...
Sorry, do you have other work to do?
Turn up the volume.
Which duct tape, that'll be much... Is it
duct tape?
What?
You there?
Yep.
Okay, what was the radio again?
EVL STI.
Yeah.
2012 one.
Yeah, and this is Mark's old car, by the looks of it.
Yeah. It's white one, I don't know if you can...
Yeah. So, last time I was here, we've just done a service on it, and a return.
Yeah. How much boost was it making on the tune, and how much kilowatts or...
Couldn't tell you, we don't have it on here. So normally that's on only the dyno. I'll see if the tuner's around. I'll ask him if he remembers. Give me 2 seconds.
Yep.
Oh, that's not the
that doesn't matter.
You shouldn't say it
to the analysis. It is. I'll ask how the fuel flex works too.
Why does it move so quick like that?
Because you're moving like it's zoomed in, I think, no?
Jeez!
How it is.
Jump on my dig.
You're on the phone, Sage. What a Rex.
You there?
Yep.
Yeah, he can't remember at all. From memory, there's something weird between the owners. It's been through like 2 or 3 owners now.
Yeah.
Because I think from the original owner that we built the motor for, Mark bought it, wanted to do mods. At the same time, someone called saying that they owned it. So there's some weird thing going on there. Can't remember quite what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah,
did he say, like, what's been done to, like, the engine? Any, like...
Well, we don't know, because we haven't seen it for a while, and that owner sounded like he modified it.
Okay. Do you know, I'm pretty sure it has fuel flex. Do you know how that works for the car, or...?
Flex fuel, yeah. So you can put E85 or 98 in there, if it's all still set up.
But do you run it like 98 on low and then you can put E85 or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's got a sensor on it, or it should have a sensor that'll read it somewhere in the car. It should have a gauge for it too.
Yeah, it has a gauge.
Yeah, so the sensor will read the content and then adjust the tune to suit.
Okay, so whatever, it doesn't matter how much, 98 or whatever, you can just pour it in.
Yeah, it can only run 98 or E85, not E10. E10 is no good. But that's if it's still set up for that. Like, there was a lot of weird things that happened in that, like, last year and a half with that car.
Yeah, I know this. And how does, like, so you don't know much about how, like, the boost tune work or whatever, like, the boost on it? The cob thing works? Like, will it just change modes? Yeah, it has all that stuff in it, too. Like, is it already one tune?
It's all one tune. You don't have to change maps or anything like that. So the flex fuel tune's on there permanently. So you don't have to pick a map or anything. The cob should have different maps on it, but not from us. So it might have different cob maps that we didn't make.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be changing maps on that. But again, I don't know if that car's actually tuned to suit what's on there currently.
So if I brought it like to you guys, you could tell like you can see what's been done. I'd probably
recommend bringing it in for an inspection and like a checkover, and then like a rerun on the dyno just to see where the car's actually at.
What you're saying?
I was gonna say from memory, the owner that had it before you modified it and was meant to bring it in for a trim, but didn't, and I think he might have taken it somewhere else. Something weird that happened there. I can't quite remember. So I definitely recommend, bring it in for an inspection and just at least a run on the dyno to see where it's at.
How much is that to charge? How much is that going to be?
A modified vehicle inspection is normally $300. Then to run it on the dyno and give you some feedback on the tune is $250.
Okay, when are you available for that to go?
About 2 weeks, I'd say. Give me 2 seconds. Let me have a quick look.
I think that's when the dealership got it.
It's not even a dealership, but it was out soon, about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But somewhere else after that, after this, they don't know what happened. That's what they say. We don't know what happened after us. It's somewhere else instead.
Alright, so I can see here we've got the 9th available, if you want. So 9th of December, so about, what's that?
Are we away?
3 weeks.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll just book it in for that.
Yeah, done. Easy. What was your name?
I'm Alex.
Alex. And last name?
Avramoski.
How do you spell that?
A-V-R.
A-V-R.
A-M.
A-M.
O-S-K-I. And what time can I ask for that?
We need the car here around 8 to 8:30 in the morning.
Let me just stop.
Ninth
is a Tuesday. I can't do.
Oh.
It was April 4.
Can I drop it like a Monday night or something?
Sorry, I can't catch any of those. Too many people speaking there.
Can I drop it off like a Monday night
drop it off Monday night, pick it up Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I'll probably do that then.
Yeah, done. Easy. And what was your phone number?
04-35-101-132.
Yeah, and it was a 2012 WRX SCI, wasn't it?
Yeah.
SCI.
Yeah, SCI.
Yeah. Yeah, done. Easy. Booked in for the 9th. Obviously, just have it here by 5:30 on the Monday. And then we'll go over the car, run on the dyno, see where it's at, see if it's even our tune in there still. And let you know what's going on with it.
I have, like, the dyno sheet from, like, 3 months ago at 300 kilowatts. But I don't know if they're maybe taking it somewhere else.
Is that our dyno sheet? So they have got it wrecked?
Yeah, got it wrecked.
Okay, yeah. I'll bring it up. There's a lot of weird things that happened, and we got a phone call from someone else that owned it. Okay. But then
it went to a dealership, the car, too.
Didn't quite make sense, a few things that sort of, the timeline of that car. definitely bring it in for us to just see what's going on with it.
All right, I'll bring it. The Monday after 5:30 or something?
Before 5:30. Monday 8th, drop it off before 5:30.
All right, no worries.
All right, done. Easy.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All good.